Marlene Way.
Yeah, we can hear you, Marlene. We're just waiting on Melissa.
Okay.
Melissa Urinaga.
A roll call, please. State your name.
Chief Quest. Commissioner Dave Rogan.
Chairman Paul Issue.
Commissioner Zellick.
Commissioner Melissa Urinaga.
Okay,
Marlene Way.
Okay,
we'll start our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Dave Rogan, would you please start us with that, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Well, that's tough to do over the phone.
Yeah. Okay, under audience of citizens, if there's anybody that wants to speak, state your full name. And you'll have 3 minutes to ask any questions. Is there anybody? Okay, moving along. The commissioners are going to the regular meeting from February 19th. You go through those pages and see if there's anything you want to make a comment on or a correction. Any questions or corrections? Okay, can we have a approval, Mr. Rogan?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the February meeting.
Is there a second?
Ryan, second.
Okay, thank you.
Vote. Got the vote on it.
Yeah. Just call your name out if you approve it. That'd be the easiest way.
Okay, Commissioner Rogan, I approve.
Commissioner Zellick, aye.
Commissioner Urinaga, aye.
Chairman Paul Escher, aye. Thank you. Okay, is there any correspondence? I have no correspondence for the commission. So we go to review reports. Youth officer? Just give me a minute if there's anything you have any questions about.
Just for the commissioners that are here, this was put in order by month at the request of the town clerk. So all your youth reports for the 3 months will be in together.
Okay. All right. Hearing none, let's go to training for department members. And those also will be by month together. Hearing none, we'll go to the monthly budget.
And I just make a comment that we are on track with overtime, so we're in good shape. You look at the actual expense as of April 30th, you'll see the deputy chief and I are at 15% remaining, and the overtime budget is 19%. So all things being equal, they should be about, so we're a little bit good to the good there. And we're doing well in the personnel account due to the fact that we were short again. But that's been remedied. Tonight we're going to be, after tonight, we're going to be one person short.
Is Are there any questions on the, those reports, the youth officer training and budget? Okay, a motion to accept those?
I'll make a motion to accept those.
Is there a second?
Second. Commissioner Urinaga.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Okay, we move on to traffic matters. Motor vehicle enforcement actions.
Chief Platt, I'd like to preface that by report by saying that you'll notice the first month you have there, we had quite a few motor vehicle stops, and the next month it got less, and then finally nothing, and that was basically due to the COVID outbreak. The officers have not been stopping cars due to the risks involved in stopping somebody that you don't know. Could potentially have it. So and we put some policies in place that have protected our people fairly well. We haven't had anyone go down with COVID that works here. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's a win. But we are going to be starting that up again this month. We're going to be reinitiating motor vehicle stops. But that's why they're so low.
Okay. Crash list comparisons, that's all set. Monthly compilation report. Any questions on that? Okay. We have a motion to accept traffic matters.
Well, Commissioner Rogan will make a motion to accept traffic matters.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Zellick, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passed. Okay, we go on to Chief's monthly report.
Excuse me.
A lot of things are down.
Yeah. There's quite a few gone here. Again, this COVID thing has really affected operations and primarily to protect ourselves and the public, but you'll notice that there's been a fall off on activity. In the monthly report for, I want to say it was March, we did have an officer that was we thought was exposed to COVID, two officers actually, but at the end of the day, it turned out that she was not, although she did exhibit some symptoms. it took us a considerable amount of time to get a test on her. That's been remedied. I've gotten into conference with the Chiefs of Police Association, and it seemed to have had an effect, so we're getting a turnaround much quicker now, but we haven't had anybody recently, but that one, that was the first one, and it was a situation where we had to go in because the was an ambulance call where someone was not breathing, and those are situations that we have to act in. So that's why the officers were exposed. But, and as far as there's one other thing I want to mention here too is we had a real uptick in the number of car entries. I'll call them that. I mean, it's the simplest way. If you look at the April report, there's three times where we interrupted these individuals breaking into cars or going into unlocked cars is the best way to put that. But we can't chase them. And even if we arrest them, they will not put them in jail. It's a risk benefit. The best thing to do is lock your car, obviously. But we are out there. I did spend overtime putting extra patrols out there, it's so random that it's difficult to be there when they're there. And, the night you don't do it is the night they show up. But we did have a big uptick. We did address it. And again, it's not like we're not out there. We've actually interrupted them on three different occasions and got them out of town. Let's put it that way.
Chief's monthly report, there's some nice things about our officers how they go above and beyond, and how their training has helped them identify drunk drivers, and et cetera. So kudos to them. I appreciate what they've done for our department.
Well, that's once that you mentioned that, Chief Clay, again, now that you mentioned the DUI, we were our DUIs at the beginning until February were almost as much as we had all of last year we had in the first 2 months of this year. So they were really out there looking, and then, you know, obviously this happened, and it's, you know, it slammed the brakes on
yeah.
it. So I don't know how long this pandemic is going to go on, but I'd like, you know, we want to get back to normal operations as soon as possible. We're starting it on a limited basis next week, so.
Okay, can we set the Chief's monthly report?
I'll make a motion. Commissioner Rogan will make a motion to accept the Chief's monthly report.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Zellick will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Is there any old business?
I don't have any old business.
I have none. All right, going into new business. We have no parking signs are going to be put on at White Oak Drive because we have some big trailer trucks that go down there. And any cars that are in that cul-de-sac impedes their work to get into their delivery spots. So just wanted to keep that in mind.
Well, we need to vote.
Yeah. So
can I speak to that for 1 second?
Yeah.
Chief Klett, I just wanted to make a point that there's a business on there that's parking their employees in the street. I know I talked to Chris Edge, and they've done some things on their own to remedy the situation, but I don't think that I think it's still prudent to put the stop signs in the cul-de-sac, because if cars park in the cul-de-sac, then the tractor trailers can't get into the business at the end. So I'd just like to add that before, you know, you guys vote on putting those up.
Commissioner Rogan would like to make a question here.
Sure.
These are going to be no parking signs. And they're not only going to be in the cul-de-sac, but they're going to be on one side of the drive.
Correct.
So at this particular point in time, you can't have traffic passing in two different directions with cars parked on both sides. Thus, the reason for putting them on the road itself outside of the cul-de-sac. Is that correct?
Correct. It's also yes. illegal to park on both sides of the road. We just want to make sure which side of the road is the one you should park on.
Okay.
You know, because and for the very reason, you might not be able to get emergency vehicles down there, or you might not be able to get – that's a fairly wide road. But it's safe.
They've been doing this for quite a while now, right?
Yeah, the business has really grown. This business on the right, the Central Connecticut Lawn Care Services, that's really grown. And he's using his employee parking for equipment and some limited employee parking. He doesn't have enough for all the people that work there.
Right.
So they're using the street.
So the red dots will show
yeah,
where
the red dots will show you where the
right, I see that.
The limit of this. So there would be a couple in the cul-de-sac and two or three down the street here, as Mark said, just 1, 2, 3. Four of them on the actual street.
Are there any questions on that, commissioners?
Nope.
Can we have a motion to approve that?
Commissioners, I'll make a motion to approve the no parking signs as proposed.
Okay, is there a second?
Commissioner Rogan will make a second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Thank you. All right, now we have one of our officers for a real lot of time with the Berlin PD, and we have to send him a nice letter for his retirement.
For
and I can attest how he was with townspeople, because I used to go to McDonald's when we were able to, and he would walk in and he would talk to the people there. He's always, you know, it was good for our department the way he approached the people, so that was nice. So kudos to him and the best of luck in his future. So
I'd like to make a comment for the record, if I could, Chief
yes.
Klett, is that Richie has been here almost 43 years. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a member of the community. He's lived here his whole life. You know, it's well deserved that he's going to get a nice retirement here and get out and enjoy it. He's 65 years old. Again, he's 43 years on the job. He's not the nicest guy in the world. He's the second nicest guy in the world.
He is. Very nice guy.
So, and he's been a great asset to us over the years.
Okay, so the next thing we have to do is We already hired Officer Marco Correa effective May 11th, but we want to approve it at a regular meeting. So we have a...
I'll make a motion to for the hiring of Officer Marco Correa.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Zellick will second.
Okay, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed. Thank you. We also hired a recruit. Yeah, we're going to hire another recruit, Megan Asante, effective June 1st. So we just wanted the commission to know about that. She's already been interviewed. Very nice. So a very nice gal. And I hope she does well. And all her.
I believe all the commissioners have read her background as well. So they've been, they've all seen her background. So,
yes.
She would be going to the academy in, on the 12th of June if hired, if you vote to hire her tonight.
Okay, we don't need executive session.
We need a vote on that.
So we'll vote on that.
I'll make a motion to hire Megan Musanti.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Sir, aye.
Aye.
Did we?
Aye.
Marlene.
Aye.
Marlene
aye.
Way. Did we have a vote on Richie Schreiner?
No, you should vote. Who's the vote for separate race?
Oh, okay. Retirement. Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, let's have a motion to accept the. excuse me. Retirement motion, Officer Schreiner.
I'll make a motion to accept Officer Schreiner's retirement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed.
Aye.
Motion passed. Is there anything else that comes before the commission? Okay, can we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Jacques will second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed. Thank you.
Have a good night.